From Washington, this is VOA News. Many nations put money into the till aimed at helping Syrians caught in the crossfire. The United States will provide over $925 million U.S. dollars to help Syrians trapped by civil war and assist neighboring countries struggling to cope with the crisis. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the contribution Thursday at the International Donors Conference for Syria in London.
Today, the United States is announcing our latest contribution, which is over $925 million. That includes more than $600 million in direct humanitarian aid to provide food, shelter, water, medical care, and other vital relief to millions of people inside of Syria and across the region. It also includes $325 million in development assistance, $290 million of which is new funding specifically to support schooling for 300,000 refugee youth in Jordan and Lebanon.
As the conference came to a close, British Prime Minister David Cameron said overall donors had pledged $6 billion for this year alone and a further $5 billion to be spent by 2020. This event took place just hours after the United Nations called off the fractious Syrian peace talks in Geneva until the end of February. U.S. envoy Stefan de Mistura, who was alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and opposition groups trying to overthrow him, called the delay until February 25th a temporary pause and not the demise of what had been the first Syrian peace effort in 2 years. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new and perilous phase for rebels battling to oust President Bashar al-Assad. Government forces backed by Shiite militiamen from Lebanon and Iran pressed an offensive Wednesday in northern Syria after breaking a 3-year siege on two towns 30 kilometers northwest of Aleppo, the country's one-time commercial capital, in what one rebel commander described to VOA as the most furious fighting in northern Syria over the past 5 years. Government forces managed to lift not only the insurgent siege of the Shiite towns of Nabl and Nara, but in the past 24 hours seized nearby villages, severing the Aleppo rebels' main supply line to Turkey. An Israeli court has jailed two Jewish teenagers, one for life, the other for 21 years, over a revenge murder of a Palestinian teenager in Jerusalem that helped trigger the 2014 Gaza War. The two defendants, whose names were withheld from publication because of their age, and an adult ringleader were found guilty in November of the abduction, bludgeoning, strangling, and burning of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Kuder. Prosecutors said all of the accused had confessed, calling the July 2, 2014 murder revenge for the killing days earlier of three Israeli youths by Hamas in the occupied West Bank. 12 Pacific region trade ministers signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Auckland, New Zealand Thursday. The pact represents a broad free trade deal that will cut taxes and trade barriers for nearly half of the world's economy. Trade Representative Michael Froman signed for the U.S.
I'm confident at the end of the day because of the strong benefits to the U.S. economy, which have been estimated to be over $130 billion a year of GDP growth, as well as more than $350 billion of additional exports, that members of Congress will see the benefits for their constituents and will have the necessary bipartisan support to be approved.
Parliaments and legislatures of all 12 countries must ratify the deal. There are opponents who say the pact will cost American jobs and flood the U.S. market with foreign products. Spanish officials say a pregnant woman is among the 7 people identified as being infected with the Zika virus there after visiting affected countries. The health ministry says in a statement that the woman traveled to Colombia was presumably infected during the trip is in her second trimester of pregnancy. The statement Thursday said she was under medical supervision in the northeastern region of Catalonia, said the woman was in good condition but had no details about the condition of her unborn child. The ministry says the number of cases diagnosed so far are within expectations and do not pose a risk for the virus to be spread throughout Spain. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.